The line drawn between environmentalists who want to stop mountaintop removal mining and the coal miners who depend on it for jobs has always been smudged. Often the God-fearing families here who depend on the mining jobs have seen the environmentalists as people out to destroy their way of life. But lately, some are seeing things a little differently. More than a dozen churches and synagogues have passed resolutions against mountaintop removal mining. Alan Johnson is the co-founder of Christians for the Mountains, a group that's siding with environmentalists.
It's a serious issue, and ultimately it is a moral issue, and therefore, as a moral issue, we're appealing to the religious communities, to the Christian communities. We've got to be right. We cannot destroy God's creation in order to have a temporal economy.
And Johnson is getting help from other Christians. Rebecca Epling is an AmeriCorps Vista volunteer. She's working with Christians for the Mountains.
How we present ourselves is we're a Christian organization, and we're working for creation care, and we're, you know, fulfilling this biblical mandate to take care of God's planet. You know, it brings a different sense of what we're doing to some people. And so a lot of people who traditionally wouldn't be interested, then all of a sudden they kind of start to realize the different aspects of it. And so it kind of hits a different spark for them.
Creation care is how some evangelical Christians describe their brand of environmentalism. One of the most prominent spokespeople for creation care is Richard Cizik. He's a former vice president of the National Association of Evangelicals.
We say creation care because, first of all, we believe the earth was created. And second of all, we know from God's word in Genesis that we're to care and protect it. So we call it creation care.
The group Christians for the Mountains works with many different denominations. They teach people about the issues surrounding mountaintop removal and go into detail about how this type of mining not only alters the mountain, but pollutes the streams and ultimately the drinking water. They point out that once the mountains are leveled, the jobs are gone, and the communities are left to live with the damage to the environment. Volunteer Rebecca Epling says that sometimes there's resistance to that message.
The term environmentalist is kind of a dirty word in the coalfield region. But since we're a religious organization, it puts us in a unique spot.
We do get some pretty harsh criticism.
Alan Johnson with Christians for the Mountains.
We are concerned about people's jobs. We want to have a healthy economy, and it is not a healthy economy in that area. If you go down to the area where the mountaintop removal is going on, it's some of the most impoverished areas in the country.
The Christians for the Mountains know that the families who depend on coal mining don't always understand why anyone would want to stop one of the very few industries that offers good-paying jobs in the region. But Rebecca Epling says that there has to be a better way than blowing up the mountains and filling in the valleys with rubble.
It's not just environmentalists versus workers. It's just this very complex, important issue. It's not just about stopping coal. It's about bringing in more options for people.
And some of those options include preserving the environment by finding alternatives for the region, such as wind energy, tourism, and not letting the mining companies decide the fate of the Appalachian Mountains and the people who live there. For the Environment Report, I'm Sandra Slight-Brennan.